This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple infrastructure and industrial projects worth around 9,400 crore rupees in Telangana. These projects collectively aim to strengthen connectivity, improve logistics efficiency, enhance safety, and provide a better travel experience for people. The event held at the Hyderabad International Convention Centre was attended by Telangana Governor Shiv Pratap Shukla, Chief Minister A. Revant Reddy, Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy, and other senior leaders. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said, India is effectively managing the energy crisis arising from the West Asia conflict due to the steps taken by the centre, adding that the restrained use of fuel is the need of the hour. He said, imported petroleum products should be used only as required, which would help save foreign exchange and reduce the adverse impact of the ongoing conflict.
जो एनर्जी प्रोडक्ट हम विदेशों से मंगाते हैं, हमें प्रयास करना है कि जितनी जरूरत है उतना ही उपयोग करें। इससे विदेशी मुद्रा की भी बचत होगी और युद्ध के संकट से होने वाले दुष्प्रभाव को भी कम किया जा सके।
Mr. Modi said that India has emerged as one of the leading countries in solar power generation.
बीते सालों में सोलर पावर के मामले में भारत दुनिया के टॉप देशों में पहुंच चुका है। पेट्रोल में इथेनॉल ब्लेंडिंग को लेकर अभूतपूर्व काम हुआ है। पहले हमने 100% एलपीजी कवरेज पर फोकस किया, अब हम पाइप से सस्ती गैस पर फोकस कर रहे हैं, सीएनजी आधारित व्यवस्था को प्रमोट कर रहे हैं। ऐसे तमाम प्रयासों के कारण भारत इस बहुत बड़े वैश्विक ऊर्जा संकट का सामना कर रहा है।
Later, addressing a public meeting in Hyderabad, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, the people of Telangana are seeking change after being let down by both the BRS and the Congress. He said only the BJP's double-engine government can fulfill public aspirations and ensure development. He added that the BJP has formed government in West Bengal with strong mandate and expressed confidence that similar support is emerging in Telangana. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reviewed country's preparedness to deal with potential floods and heat waves in a comprehensive manner. Chairing a high-level meeting in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said there should be an integrated system for flood forecasting at both the centre and state levels. He said at least 60 lakes should be included in the plan to develop an early warning system for 30 high-risk lakes in Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim with the support of the National Disaster Management Authority. He stressed that efforts should be made to ensure minimum damage to the agriculture sector due to heat waves. In Uttar Pradesh, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath today expanded his cabinet with 6 BJP leaders taking oath as ministers. Additionally, 2 ministers of state were elevated and assigned independent charge. Governor Anandibeen Patel administered the oath of office and secrecy at a ceremony held at Jan Bhavan in Lucknow. With the latest expansion, the strength of the Council of Ministers in the 403-member Uttar Pradesh Assembly has reached 60, the maximum permitted strength. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today distributed maternal nutrition kits in Mumbai on the occasion of Mother's Day. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Goyal said, the specially designed kits have been prepared keeping in mind the nutritional needs of women in the final stages of pregnancy, as well as the requirements of newborn babies. He said, the health of mothers and children is directly linked to the future of the nation, adding that a healthy mother leads to a healthy child, which represents India's future and in turn the future of the world. A Bangladesh High Court today rejected the bail petition of Sanatani Jagran Jyot spokesperson Chinmay Krishnadas Brahmachari in an alleged lawyer murder case while reserving its order on 4 other bail petitions till tomorrow. The case is linked to the killing of lawyer Saiful Islam Alif during violent clashes at the Chattogram court premises in 2024 when Chinmay was in police custody. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will release 2 cheetahs into the wild at Kuno National Park tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched Project Cheetah in September 2022. And that is the end of this news bulletin.